Welcome back to the Sports Zone, everyone. Keith Kelly here with you. Going to talk some Rockies baseball, or Rockies, Root Sports Rockies update with Mark Stout of Root Sports Rocky Mountain joining us here on the program. Big win for the Rockies, snapping that six-game losing skid, and got a little fired up last night, Mark, in the win over San Francisco. Good to see a little bit of fire from the Rockies and pushing back a little bit.
Yeah, tempers flared a little chippy. You're in the midst of a six-game losing streak, you're playing the top team in the division. The Giants can kind of act a little bullyish, I guess, or a little smug, whatever you want to say. They're a good team, I got you. But it was good for the Rockies, and, you know, they had been down 2-0 in that game because of basically an error and a pass ball. And then they battle back at the big Nolan homer and score some runs. So really hoping this will jumpstart it, because it's kind of the same old story, Keith, where here we are, it's after July 4th, and again, just kind of spinning your wheels, need to get some traction in order to think that you have any kind of a shot of a wild card berth, you know?
I especially liked the Nolan Arenado at bat, the home run after it was an outside pitch that was called a strike, and he was mad about that, and you don't see a lot of emotion like that towards a bad call, but he let it go on that next swing, and he absolutely crushed it. And the ironic thing was, the guy who got the ball in the outfield was wearing an Arenado jersey out there in the left field bleachers. That was great.
Yeah, that kind of typifies Nolan to me as a player. Like you said, he kept his cool. That was a bad ball strike call, as you know. And he kept his cool, and then you look at the situation, you know, you're down 2-1, it's the seventh inning, team has its longest losing streak of the year intact, you're facing Madison Bumgarner, and the Giants, they took Bumgarner out, so got a shot at the bullpen, and he comes up with a two-strike home run that was a no-doubter to put your team up 4-2. That was a defining moment of the game, obviously, and let's hope that buoys the team.
Definitely so. It was good to get a couple guys back. Tyler Chatwood, he was pretty special again last night, doing just what he does out on the road. And how about Adam Ottavino? It was just one batter, but he got the out. And, coming off of Tommy John, that's got to be a big confidence boost for him and to get him back in that bullpen.
Yeah, we'll start with Otto. He threw six pitches. The first three were balls. And then he got the 3-2 in Posey. Swings and grounds out, so he gets to face Buster Posey, all-star shortstop, gets the out, gets in the game, and like you said, he's back in action. Hopefully he'll be able to just come back and pitch again, just like he was, because he was dominant last year. Pitched I think like 10 innings in 10 games and didn't give up a hit and had like 10 strikeouts. I mean, he was dominant. Tyler Chatwood's been great all year. He's had a few hiccups at home, but other than that, like you said, warrior mentality, competitor, goes to the hill, came out, got his five innings in, coming off the DL, and, the two runs really, if you're playing clean baseball, aren't going to score because of an error and a pass ball. I mean, that's the game. But, yeah, those are two good things to see happen to the Rockies. I mean, I've been saying it, all year long. The Rockies are at least seem better than their record is, but, the numbers don't lie. They need to take advantage of the schedule coming up. Now, you got Cueto tonight in San Fran. Mm. That's a tall task. But then you go four with the Phillies, who just came back, and they may be about to win their 40th, and they've been hot. But I'm still thinking you should win a series at home against the Phillies. Then you go to Atlanta, and then you face Tampa Bay at home, and then you face Atlanta at home. So your next 15 games is tonight's game against San Fran, seven against the Braves, four against the Phillies, and three thrown in against Tampa Bay. And, that's where, to me, you almost have to win 10 of those games beginning tonight.
Mark Stout, our guest, our Root Sports Rockies update, Rockies and San Francisco. You mentioned Cueto. Is it he or Arrieta that you think will get the start in the All-Star game next Tuesday?
I don't know how it lines up, timing-wise, but starting, it'll line up for Cueto if they want to go with Cueto. But I don't know what Terry Collins is going to do. With all the Cubs on there, he might just throw Arrieta. And I'm not sure when Arrieta pitches.
Right.
They're playing a day game today, and I know he wasn't pitching today. But, you can't go wrong with either or. Interested to see Cueto tonight. He's been touched up a little in his last two starts. His ERA was just over 2, and now it's a 2.57. So his ERA in his last two starts against the Phillies, who I said suddenly are hot. They win today, and they were winning 4-3 going to the ninth. They've won 10 of 13. It was the Phillies in Arizona, so he gave up a few runs. So maybe the Rockies can get to him tonight. But, you know, you can't go wrong with all-star starters. You know what I mean?
Do you think the acquisition of Johnny Cueto for the Giants, is he about as perfect a fit for that type of ballpark that they play in as there is? I mean, he was really good in Cincinnati where you could hit a ton of home runs. You know, after the brief stint in Kansas City, going to San Francisco, I mean, he pitches there. He seems, like you said, he's been touched up a little bit, but when he's on, he's just unhittable. Maybe that's anywhere he throws.
I think you make a good point, Keith. You know, great place to pitch in San Francisco. He's a bit of a character. We don't see it, you know, a lot because we only see him, sometimes once when the Rockies play the Giants. But, you know, I know I was out in San Fran earlier this year in May, and he went against John Gray. It was the Saturday before Mother's Day, and they battled. It was like a 0-0 game or 1-0 max through eight innings, and they both came out with a no decision. But I distinctly remember walking home from the game, and the Rockies lost that game in extra innings, mm-hmm. like in 13. So it was kind of like, you know, the bummer walk from the park back to the hotel. And there were a few older women, and they were like, I just love watching that Johnny Cueto. I'm going to be at every game that he plays. And in my mind, I'm like, you mean every time he starts? But, you know, they love him. San Fran sells out. It's a really good fit, and I think you bring up a good point about how it's been great for Johnny Cueto. And, you know, the numbers prove it out. He's 12-1.
What, he's got a little shimmy every once in a while he'll throw in there. He'll quick pitch you. He does, you know, he's got all sorts of moves. You never know what he's going to throw at you, right?
I'm going to mention this tonight, too. I was in spring training briefly in March, and I saw, I'm almost positive it was his first start of the spring and with the Giants. And it was at Scottsdale Stadium against the Rockies, and it was sold out. And I don't even think he made it out of the first inning. It was brutal. Cargo hit a home run off of him. He threw a bunch of pitches. He looked out of sync, and you're like, "Oh, okay, Johnny Cueto. It doesn't look good." But you know, there again, that tells you what spring training's all about. Now the guy's 12-1, so throw that out the window. But you know, kind of knew that. But it's just an interesting tidbit when I think back to this past spring in San Fran signing Cueto.
Are you surprised with any of the National League All-Star selections? You know, anything jump out at you? Obviously, the entire Cubs infield, but anything else jump out at you with the NL All-Star selections?
Nah, I'm not really. You know, I'm not going to get oversensitive about the whole All-Star thing. I don't know how else you do it. You know, you want the fans involved, yeah. And you know, they're this day and age, it's different. I mean, I grew up where you had to go to the park and actually, you know, fill out the ballot with the punch out in it, and mm-hmm. kind of like, you know, nostalgic now. I don't really vote online, and I voted last night for Trevor Story on my phone, which still doesn't, it just doesn't seem tangible to me,
no.
Even though it is. But no, you know, I think, and Tracy Ringlesby, and everybody knows the Cowboy, obviously, put a tweet out today, and it was an article that he wrote, and it's the only thing that I really cared about when it came to the All-Star game. It said that Nolan Arenado, by a landslide, got the most votes from the players mm-hmm. in baseball. And that's all you have to know about the All-Star game and the All-Star voting and the way it works.
That's a perfect way of putting it right there, because you're exactly right, and Tracy's exactly right with that. We were talking about it yesterday when it came out. As long as the Cubs are relevant and Chris Bryant is with the Cubs, there's no way Nolan Arenado is going to start at third base.
Yeah.
There's no way. It's just not going to happen.
No, I mean, they're the lovable losers, and they have been for years and years and years and years. And, half the people I know in Denver grew up Cubs fans because it was on TV. And, I don't you know, Wrigley Field is cool. I guess it's, you know, it's in to be a Cubs fan now because they got 50-some wins. They've kind of slowed down a little bit. But, yeah, I mean, they're the team for the first half of the year that everybody wants to like, so we'll see what happens. There's still a lot of baseball to be played, but that's how the All-Star game works.
It's just a bigger fall from grace, in my opinion, Mark, with the Cubs being a Cardinals fan. So you know that's.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Believe me, I'm not rooting for them.
I know.
Fall hard too, and all the fans will be like, I guess you had a good April. I don't know. You know.
Ardu's
by yourself. That point. Yeah.
Ardu's director is a Cubs fan, and we have a little wager going on the season series, and that's all I got right now. Is the Cards are up 5-4 in the season series, so that's my limited.
Rockies and the Giants are 6-6. They're tied.
I know.
Got the game tonight, and then don't see each other again until Labor Day, Monday in Colorado. So they got a 3-game series that Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, with a holiday game, and then last week of September, I believe that's the last series the Rockies have against an NL West team, and then they wrap up against Milwaukee, October 1st, whatever that last weekend is. So, yeah, we'll see tonight. Looking forward to it. We got the Rockies pregame report going at 7:30. I'll be on with Spilly. We'll highlight a lot of Nolan, talk some Trevor Story, try to get Trevor into the All-Star game. I'm kind of thinking Brandon Belt might have the advantage in terms of that because the Giants are home and, they've got sellouts on their hands and they'll be able to promote it within the stadium. So we'll see, though.
As you mentioned, 7:30 pregame tonight, Rockies and the Giants. Enjoy the All-Star break as well, Mark. We appreciate it, and we'll talk soon. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks, Keith. See you.